Welcome to the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's side episode, I will be giving my picks for this year's Super Bowl. Yes, Super Bowl 58 is upon us, and we have a juicy matchup in store for you this Sunday. I'm looking forward to it as of this recording. This will be my last side episode until next NFL season when we get into the picks. But I want to thank all those who've been supporting the side episodes and listening to some of my craziness on the side in regards to my take on NFL matchups and things of that nature. Even had a little rant sprinkled in about the Bears earlier this season. Hope you didn't miss that moment, but if you did, go backtrack and listen to that episode. It's pretty hilarious. I remember I kind of listened to it the other day and I was like, oh my God, I was so heated. But anyway, back to the mission at hand. We got Super Bowl 58, the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a rematch from 4 years ago when Patrick Mahomes won his very first Super Bowl against a then Jimmy Garoppolo-led San Francisco 49ers. Now, we all know the story leading up to Brock Purdy. I don't have to go down this long storyline in regards to Brock Purdy. If you're not familiar with his story, go look it up. It's pretty similar to Tom Brady's story. And again, his story is coming in with that similar hype as Tom Brady. Tom Brady's second season, he made it to the Super Bowl, kind of similar to Brock Purdy, and the only difference is Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl. We'll see what happens this Sunday and my predictions of who I think will win. But before we get into all of that, this marks the third straight year that the Super Bowl has been played in the Western United States, following host Inglewood, California, and Glendale, Arizona. And now we find ourselves here in Las Vegas. Now, for those who are curious about, say you don't have cable or you don't have the streaming networks such as Sling or YouTube TV or this, that, and other, how am I going to watch it? Well, you can use your antenna, of course. It's going to be coming on CBS. But if your antenna reception doesn't come in too well, you can also subscribe to Paramount Plus. It's only $5 a month. Basically, you're just paying $5 to watch the Super Bowl. It will be on Paramount Plus. For those who have cable, you'll be able to see it on CBS. Also on Nickelodeon. I think Nickelodeon is going to be doing a youth version of commentating of the Super Bowl. So I think this is the first time Nickelodeon's done something like this. They've done that for previous playoff matchups in the past, but this time they're doing this for the Super Bowl. So that should be interesting as well. Also, don't forget about the Puppy Bowl. Shout out to the Puppy Bowl, y'all. Like, mention in the comment section, do you watch the Puppy Bowl? I'll be looking more forward to that than the actual Super Bowl, but I will definitely be locked in to the Puppy Bowl. Hope you are too. But anyway, this is going to be played in Las Vegas. The teams in hand is the San Francisco 49ers, who is coached by Kyle Shanahan, and they finished with a number one seed and got a first round bye during the playoffs. Now, the 49ers finished with third in the league in scoring defense, giving up 17.5 points per game, and finished first in the league with 22 interceptions. They were actually tied with the Chicago Bears in regards to their defense. Now, San Francisco's defensive line features Pro Bowler defensive end Nick Bosa, who led the team in sacks. Javon Hargrove had 7 sacks. Eric Armstead had 5 sacks. And first team All-Pro, one of my favorite personal linebackers, Fred Warner, led the team with 132 combined tackles, 4 interceptions, 4 forced fumbles, and 2.5 sacks. The secondary was led by second team All-Pro cornerback Chevarius Ward, who had 5 interceptions, 72 tackles, and excuse me if I'm messing up his name here, but Diamador Lenore, who finished with 3 interceptions and 84 tackles respectively. Now, the offense features Brock Purdy, who's the starting quarterback, He was named a Pro Bowler this year. He threw for 4,200, a little bit over 4,200 yards, 31 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, and finished with a passer rating of 113, which was the highest in the league. The offense was led by first-team All-Pro running back Christian McCaffrey, whom the 49ers acquired midway through the 2022 season. He led the league in scrimmage yards, 2,223 to be exact, and total touchdowns with 21. Now, San Francisco's wide receiving core features Brandon Ayuk, tight end George Kittle, and wide receiver Deebo Samuels, all of who surpassed 1,000 yards from scrimmage. The 49ers set an NFL record by becoming the first team in league history to have four players with over 1,000 scrimmage yards. The 49ers offense finished second in the league in total offense with 398 yards per game, which included finishing fourth in passing yards and third in rushing yards per game. The offensive line was spearheaded by left tackle Trent Williams, who's definitely a future Hall of Famer, who received his third first-team All-Pro selection and his 11th Pro Bowl nomination. So that's a breakdown of the 49ers. Now, as far as the 49ers franchise and their Super Bowl appearances, the franchise won its first five Super Bowls, first four with Joe Montana, the last one with Steve Young as their quarterback. Jerry Rice was also a part of those great teams, but have lost the last two, and one to the Ravens back in 2012, and then again to Mahomes. Now, the 49ers, if they merge victorious, they will be the first NFC team to win six Super Bowls, and the third team overall, joining the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, on the Kansas City Chiefs side, they enter into the 2023 season as defending champions. They finished with 11-6 record, their 11th consecutive winning season, and 8 consecutive AFC West titles. Wow. Under 11th year head coach Andy Reid, and they finished with the third seed in the AFC. Now, in his sixth season as starting quarterback, Patrick Mahomes had his worst statistical season in several categories, including yards per attempt with 7.0, passing yards per game 261, interceptions with 14, and a passer rating of 92.6. His receiver struggled at several points during the season. I think that contributed to Mahomes' numbers going down a little bit. His receiver struggled going into week 18. The Chiefs led the league in drop passes. Despite this, Mahomes set a career high in completion percentage with 67.2 while throwing for 27 touchdowns. Travis Kelce led the Chiefs in receiving yards for the fourth time in 5 years, and he finished with under 1,000 yards for the first time since 2015. Rookie receiver Rashid Rice led the Chiefs wide receiving core with 938 yards and 7 touchdowns. Now, had he been utilized a little bit earlier in the season, he probably would have broke 1,000 yards. But they, you know, back of course, Kadarius Toney was the starting wide receiver on one end. Valdez Scantley was the starting wide receiver on the other end, and then they kind of Rashid Rice was kind of working his way into the lineup a little bit. But Isaiah Pacheco ran for 935 yards and 7 touchdowns. He got hurt midway through the season, so he could have bust 1,000. The offensive line features two Pro Bowl selections, such as Joe Tooney and center Creed Humphrey. Now, as for the Chiefs defense, this defense features a very stout front led by Chris Jones, who was a defensive tackle, who led the team with 10.5 sacks. And the defensive end, George Karlaftis, who finished with 10 sacks. Excuse me if I jacked up your name. The secondary was led by cornerback Legarius Sneed, who is a beast. He had 2 interceptions, 78 tackles, 14 pass deflections, and Trent McDuffie with 80 tackles, 5 forced fumbles, 3 sacks, along with safety Justin Reed, who had a team-high 95 tackles, 1 interception, and 3 sacks. Now, Super Bowl 58 will be the Chiefs' 6th Super Bowl appearance and 4th in the past five seasons, all under head coach Andy Reid and featuring quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The Chiefs have won three Super Bowls, lost two, and the Chiefs have also won one pre-Super Bowl era AFL championship back in 1962 as the Dallas Texans. The Chiefs have the opportunity to be the first repeat Super Bowl champion since the New England Patriots back in 2003 and 2004. So there you have it. Those are my breakdowns of both teams. Who do I have winning the Super Bowl? Well, as we look at who is the favorite and who is the underdog, well, the Chiefs are the underdog. Now, the Chiefs will be the home team for this particular Super Bowl. So they'll be wearing the home red jerseys and the 49ers will be wearing the visiting white jerseys. But the Chiefs are a 2.5-point underdog. So basically, the topic of discussion has been more about Taylor Swift than anything. Everybody's been raving about Taylor Swift. She stole the spotlight at the Grammys by winning that album of the year at the end of the night, to many people's disliking, including myself. You know, I felt that SZA should have won best album of the year, but hey, this is a sports channel, right? We're not here to talk about the Grammys. So but Taylor Swift has been on a hot streak. She's broke records at the theaters with this concert that she put on. Even the tour that she had last year broke records, and she's just making noise all over. And now she has a relationship with Travis Kelce. Everybody's tired of seeing the cameras pointing towards her every time the Chiefs score or whenever Travis Kelce score and all of that good stuff. And you're going to see a lot of that coming into this particular game. Now, there was rumors at the beginning, right after the Chiefs beat the Baltimore Ravens, that Taylor Swift was going to be on tour in Japan this weekend. Okay. Now, there's rumors that she might be there at the Super Bowl, but she'll probably show up late. So she is going to be there. So if you guys are watching the Super Bowl and you're wondering why the cameras haven't even turned towards, you know, Taylor Swift yet, it's because she's just arriving to the facility. Now, I could be wrong. She could get there early enough to watch the whole entire game. So we'll see what happens. But I think with that all being said, I got the Chiefs winning this matchup against the San Francisco 49ers, and here's why. Yes, the San Francisco 49ers have all the weapons. They have a very good defense. They have a very solid quarterback in Brock Purdy. They have the best running back in football in Christian McCaffrey. You have Deebo Samuels, who is a tank. San Francisco literally have two running backs on the field at the same time, you know, with Deebo Samuels. And then you have a running back and a half in Kittle, right? You know, Kittle can run over some people and break tackles and things of that nature. And then you have an electrifying playmaker in Brandon Ayuk. So they have all the recipes. They have all the ingredients to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. But so did the Baltimore Ravens. And I thought the Baltimore Ravens were a better team than the San Francisco 49ers. Also, the 49ers, granted, they had two impressive come-from-behind victories against the Green Bay Packers and the Lions. But the difference between the Lions and the Packers, even though, and technically the Kansas City Chiefs lost to both of those teams during the regular season, which is ironic, but the Kansas City Chiefs defense has been playing some of the most high-level defense that I have seen in the playoffs so far. They are not letting nobody just score on them at will throughout a game. They're just not. The Bills started off doing that in the game in the divisional round in the first half. They were running all over them, right? And then what happened in the second half? That Chiefs defense buckled down, and they had Josh Allen basically second-guessing himself, right? Same thing that happened in Baltimore. That defense had, I mean, they had Lamar Jackson confused the whole entire game. And yeah, a lot of people that have defended the Baltimore Ravens and blaming everything on the offensive coordinator, saying they didn't run the ball enough. That's true. That's true. They could have ran a little bit more, but the Chiefs game plan for that. And the Chiefs used their game plan against them. They basically said, you know what, we're going to play clock management. And we're going to make Baltimore be the hurry up offense team instead of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think that's another thing. People are so misled when they play the Chiefs. They think the Chiefs are coming in with this explosive offense that they're going to just score point after point after point. And Mahomes is there and this, that, and the other. But that's not the case. This team is different. This is not the same team from back when Tyreek Hill was there, where they were just plopping up 40 points a game. This is not the same team. This is a more grit and grind team that you're seeing in Kansas City. And they are going into these buildings. They went into these environments, these hostile environments, and faced up against those teams' crowds and basically smacked their home teams in the face, all right? And it was nothing they could do. And here they are, even though they're the home team by technicality for the Super Bowl, they're still on the road. Why? Because Las Vegas is closer to San Francisco, okay? Closer to San Francisco. So you're going to have way more San Francisco fans at this game than Kansas City Chiefs fans. So this is going to be like another road game for the Kansas City Chiefs. And on top of that, all of America is rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs to fail. Why? Because of one thing and one thing only. Or not thing, but person. Taylor Swift. That is the only reason why people want the Kansas City Chiefs to lose. Now, you can put some of it on the fact that you got Mahomes fatigue as a second factor, right? People are already tired of Mahomes after watching two decades of Tom Brady dominate, right? They don't want to see another person come after Tom Brady and dominate the NFL. People want to see parity and this, that, and other. I get it. I get it. I want parity too, just like the next person. But you can't deny greatness, and you can't deny the equalizer that Patrick Mahomes is. He's the equalizer, and that's what separates him from every other team in the NFL. And that's why when you have that quarterback lining up at center for your team, regardless of where your team is ranked defensively, where your team is ranked offensively, the whether you don't have any Pro Bowl level wide receivers, as long as this man is under center, Patrick Mahomes, you have a shot no matter who you're going up against. And that's why I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning this game. And many people think, and I'm going to be telling people at the Super Bowl parties, there are going to be people rooting for San Francisco and say stuff like, oh, I'm rooting for the underdog. No. San Francisco is not the underdog. They're just the least popular team right now. And they're the team that everybody is looking at to beat the Kansas City Chiefs to end the Taylor Swift celebrations. That's pretty much the reason why people are pulling for the San Francisco 49ers. It's not because they don't like the Chiefs. It's because they're tired of the Chiefs and they're tired of Taylor Swift. That's it. Number one reason. But I bet you those same people, besides Travis Kelce, besides Patrick Mahomes, can't name another player off the Kansas City Chiefs. Just like they can't name one player off the San Francisco 49ers. But they're just hating, you know. But anyway, that's my rant. That's my rant. I'm going out with a bang, y'all, with these side episodes. Thank you for tuning in. That is my final pick. And I'm sticking to it. I have the Kansas City Chiefs beating the San Francisco 49ers by a final score of 24-20. All right, 24-20. All right, that's it. I'm Rod the Magnificent. I will see you guys on the next Magnificent Vibes episode. And check out our previous episode too. We just uploaded it a couple of days ago. So backtrack and listen to that episode. Me, Spook, and Shabazz are back on the mic. So with that being said, I'm Rod the Magnificent. I'm out. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody. Also enjoy Usher as well. Peace.